What's the Takeaway podcast, hosted by Dr. Jackie Gilbert Grant, covers a variety of relevant topics with professional guests. This is the perfect show to learn from different views on national newsworthy topics. The show airs every Saturday at 11:30 a.m.
Good morning, good evening, whatever time frame we're in with you on today, we would like to take this time and welcome you to What's the Takeaway podcast with Dr. Jackie Gilbert Grant. I'm Dr. Jackie Gilbert Grant, and I am so elated that you have tuned in to us on this dynamic time that we're going to share with you. You know, on Mother's Day, we had a guest that talked about mom and how much the loss that they had with their mother. And it was a beautiful time. But you know what? What we have to understand is that we cannot only just celebrate mom, but we have to celebrate dad. We have to celebrate our fathers, the fathers of our children, or the father who is in the home, however he plays an important role in the lives of your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, and perhaps even your nephews. And I am so excited today because I have my life partner with me today. And that is the person of, he's a pastor. So we'll call him Pastor Marty Grant. But to me, he's just my Marty. And I am so glad to have Marty with us on today. Greet the audience, Pastor Grant, please.
Good evening to everyone. It's an honor as well as a privilege to be on the podcast. This is something I thought I would never be able to do, but I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, so you're looking forward to it. I'm excited about you being with me because most times Pastor Grant likes to stay in the background. He likes to be the builder from behind. And today I said, no, we are saluting fathers. And you are an amazing father. And I wanted the world to know that today. So tell us about your children. Tell us about your children.
Well, let's start off with the girls, Shanette, Tamika, LaTanya, the boys, Derek, Jamar, which known as JJ. But I look at the kids and Marion, don't leave out Marion, but I just think it's a privilege to be a father, especially these days, because we are just in the background, most of us, and we are not doing what we should do as fathers. We are not raising our kids the way we should raise them. We're not playing that role. But what we need to do these days is just spend more time. I think we need to spend more time with our daughters as well as our sons, because there's so many things going on. But I enjoy my family. You know, I'm a family person. You know, I love my wife, I love my kids. And I just enjoy the role that I'm in right now.
Yeah, you're in a great role. And I think that what a lot of people don't know is that you were the mastermind, I will put it like that, behind pulling us together and making us a blended family. It was a struggle. And let me say to our listening audience that Marty is the father to all the children, but I'm only the mother to one. And we had a time trying to blend the family together, and we give God the glory that Marty, the pastor, the father, he stepped up in his role and pulled all of us together that our family would be blended. Can you tell me, what did you do to try to pull us together the way you did?
Well, first of all, you know, there was a lot of back and forth when you and I got together. And some of the kids, you know, they wasn't ready. I say ready for you, but they had to be ready for you because I'm the type of guy, you're going to respect her, you're going, you know, this is my wife, this is who I choose, so you better get on board and you choose her too. And it took a minute, but it all came around. Everybody got on board, which was a good thing, because now, you know, we are a family. We good. Everybody respects you. You know, we can all sit down and we can talk. You know, we can get together and sit down and have a meal. We can just do a lot of things as one. You know, not saying, okay, well, this is my daughter, this is your son. You know, we don't go through this mine and your stuff. Hey, this is our family.
Yes. And that's what I commend you for. I tell people all the time that I didn't have a direction, or I didn't have a method to try to blend us together, because, you know, girls are daddy girls, and, you know, we always know that, you know. So it took some time, but I would like to think also, too, a lot of times you talk to all of us on a one-on-one. And that's what I believe brought us together. We listened to you, the girls listened to you, the boys, the men listened to you. And everybody was, you know, okay, because Dad said so. This is what we're going to do. And I appreciate that so much. I appreciate you for doing it, because now when we can sit down and have lunch and meals together, and we come together on holidays, even though they go and visit their moms, and then they still find time to come and be with us during holiday times. It's important, and it means a lot. It really means a lot. So let me ask you this. So when you saw all of us coming together, what did you think?
Well, I was happy about the whole thing, because we know the struggle. I'm not going to call any names, but we had struggles with some of the kids at first, and they were just determined they were not going to accept you. But that wasn't going to work for me. You know, if you accept me, they had to accept you. So we got all of that straightened out, but it, like you say, it took some one-on-one, and respect goes both ways, because we were dealing with grown kids, not babies. And that was the main thing about us coming together. We were, you know, nobody was a child. You know, everybody was grown. So, you know, hey, let's put on your grown-up pants and let's get together.
Let's work this out, yeah. And it did. And I, you know, like I said, I'm grateful to you for taking on the role as the man of the house, as the patriarch. You took on the role and said, okay, we need to get this done. And I think that everybody that, you know, was dealing with the issues of you remarrying and this kind of thing, it went away. And so I can't tell you how grateful I am for you stepping up and doing that. And now I even have a relationship, well, you know, a closer friendship, even with some of their moms, you know, and so that's a good thing for me too. I don't see them as my enemies or anything like that. But, you know, I'm grateful that if I was to see them, there is no hostility or anything of that nature. So we have come a long way, Marty, I think. We've come a long way. And I think we still got a ways to go, but as far as the children are concerned, they are concerned about us. They call and they tell us what they, I think they think we're getting old. What you think?
I think they always think we're getting old. You know, when I listen to my girls, you know, I can't do too much driving. I don't need to do this. I don't need to do that. You know, I must be ancient. I don't know. But But I call it concern. They just are concerned about our well-being.
Yeah, and I think that's all it is, you know. So, and we chalk it up like that, because sometimes even our baby son, Derek, he sometimes tries to take on the role as father, and tell us what to do.
Exactly.
And so it's all cute. It's cute. But at the end of the day, we're going to do what we want to do.
Exactly right.
So I salute fathers and I salute families that have this kind of love and what a joy now. Because at the end of the day, marriage is a ministry. Marriage is work. And if you're trying to blend a family, you know, put a family together, the father needs to step up and claim his rightful position in the whole scheme of things so that everyone will listen to one voice, and that one voice only, and in this case would be the father. So and now we have what, seven grandchildren? Yes, you're counting in your mind, but it's seven grandchildren.
Yes.
And I'd like to say, we like to announce that now we are what?
Great grandparents.
We are great grandparents. Yes. Oh Lord, as young as I am. As young as you are, Marty. Can you believe we are great grandparents?
Great grandparents.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's it. You have we now have a great granddaughter.
Right.
And so we are excited about that. And we have grandchildren, and we're just rich. We are a rich family. And it's all because the father, the patriarch, pulled everything together. So it's everything is now just family. We say my daughter, my son. You know, we don't say Marty's daughter or Marty's son. We say my daughter. And that's a good feeling. It's a very good feeling.
Very good feeling. Very good. Because you know, you can't separate kids.
Okay.
You know, we didn't come into this world with a roadmap on how to be a parent. But if you put God first, you know, family second, you'll come out ahead.
Yeah.
You really would.
And I thank God too for you being a praying man. Sometimes I'ma say this. Sometimes I go in there in his man cave and I'm in there just running my mouth and he's trying to read his scripture. And I'll say, what are you reading? You don't hear me talking. And he'll look at me and he said, I'm trying to read my scripture for the day. And then I'm like, oh God, okay, I'm sorry. And but it makes me so happy to know that there's a praying man in my house and that this is a man that will get into God's word and you know, and that's what helps him and motivates him to really guide our family and take our family together. So what would you like to see happen with our family now?
Well, the first thing I would like to do is we still need more communication. We need to come together more often than, say, Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know, major holidays. We just need to do more as a family. Although everybody is scattered, you know, Washington, Detroit, Atlanta, South Carolina. But we just need to still come together. You know, we can't let distance cause us to be distant.
Exactly. And for the most part, I think that we are pretty much on the road. I heard you and the girls, all of your children, and I decided not to go, and they wanted me to come, but I wanted it to be just you and the children. So you all had this big breakfast, and everybody showed up. Well, JJ couldn't be there because he was in Detroit, but everybody showed.
He was there.
JJ was there? That's right. All of your children were at this breakfast that y'all had. Oh man, that was amazing.
It was.
Yeah.
It was great.
How did you feel?
Full. It was great. It was just magnificent. to see all of them together.
Together. And what I loved about it, it was that, you know, I heard from you, I heard from Derek, and I think I heard from Shanette, and everybody was saying how wonderful it was and how good it was to see one another. Because they go through their jobs and everything else like that, and they most times don't have time to be together, you know, fly into this one's house for the weekend or whatever the case may be. So that was good. So how did you feel? You say you were full. What, it brought tears?
Yeah, well, it did bring tears to me. You know, I'm kind of a softy guy anyway, but I was so happy, very elated for us to come together, because that was one of the first time all of us has been together except for my retirement. You know, and Marion was the only one that wasn't to the retirement. But that was the first time everybody was there.
At one time.
Mm-hmm. And that was really great.
Yeah. But you know, you deserve it. I think the Bible says that give honor to whom honor is due. And I believe that when men step up as fathers and father figures in the lives of children, that they will rise up and honor them. Just like the Bible says that you will rise up and call the woman blessed. I believe that they will rise up and call the man blessed as well, because you could have looked at all of them sitting to that table and had to know it was your labor of love that brought them there, to come all the way from Detroit, Atlanta, and all at Washington, D.C., you know, to come and have breakfast with their dad. I mean, just to have breakfast with him, to stop in their business, that speaks volumes, and I'm so glad they did it. And even though everybody was wondering where I was, I wanted to come, but I also wanted it to be all time.
Yeah, well, it was a very well-planned thing. I give my oldest daughter, Shanette, credit for kind of spearheading that. But, you know, we all played a part in it, because everybody really wanted to do it. And they thought it was something that we needed to do, and everybody did it.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
But, yeah, just think if that was 20 years ago.
Oh. That would have been something.
Nobody would have been sitting to the table but probably me, you, and Derek, and Shanette.
Right, exactly.
Yes, but we give God all the glory and we give him all the praise. Amen. For what he has done, because God has done some marvelous things. What do you want to see now that, you know, for other fathers, what do you want to see?
I just want the guys who are listening to this podcast to realize we just need to step up and play our role. You know, we're supposed to be the head. You know, you said you're the head of the household, but you can't be the head of the household if you're not there. And sometimes you're there and you're still not there. You know, you got to do what you're supposed to do as a father. You know, you can't let your kids do anything and everything. You know, when they get grown and go out on their own, okay, you have no control over them. But if you steer them in the right direction, I would just like to see a lot of the young guys just step up and be the man that they need to be, and try to raise your kids to be who they need to be.
Exactly.
You know, don't let them stop trying to live your life through your kids. You know, you're pushing them to be this and pushing them to be that. You just train them up right, and they'll pick a good career for themselves.
Yeah, you know, because sometimes, you know, we have, especially with our young boys, we have this thing that, you know, because he's tall, he got to play basketball.
Right.
Because he's muscular, he has to play football. And if he decides, no, I don't want to do that, I want a music career, we think he's too soft.
Exactly.
And this kind of thing. And most times what hurts the relationship between the mother and the father is between the father and the children, sometimes they will go to mom, and mom will most times encourage him in the area that he wants to be encouraged in. So that's why mom wound up getting the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. But we're going to take a break right here for Jazuri, and we're going to come right back.
Welcome to the Jazuri brand of body oils. Jazuri 24 Karat 5-in-1. The ingredients of this wonderful oil helps to exfoliate, soften, and moisturize. It is quick absorbing and has anti-aging elements that give your skin a youthful appearance. Jazuri Bliss has a glossy, satiny feel. It hydrates the body and helps you feel refreshed. Jazuri Ignite. This is a body oil for men. The secret to this oil is the honey that helps protect, repair, and prevent skin damage. Jazuri Pink Ice. The smell of sweet jasmine is the dominant floral fragrance that you will smell. It's rich in emollients, with a touch of vitamin E, which helps to rejuvenate your skin and lighten scars. Jazuri Sugar and Spice. Experience the dazzling sugar crystals combined with our rich oils that will exfoliate and help clear up dry skin, making your skin to be alive again. Learn more at www.jazuribrand.com. Email info@jazuribrand.com.
Okay, welcome back to What's the Takeaway. And today I have my loving husband, Mr. Marty Grant. I am so glad once again for you to be sitting beside me and sharing Father's Day with me. This is a Father's Day salute, and we're just talking about us and our family and the things that happen to our family, and hopefully that you all will grab hold and say, well, you know what, maybe we could do what the Grants did. No, our family is not perfect, but we are striving to be as perfect as we can be on this side. So another thing, if you had something to say to daughters, because most times with daughters, it's easy to let them be spoiled by dad.
Yes, but you can't. Well, a man is going to always spoil his daughter because he just wants his daughter to be this perfect lady. But I always told my girls coming up, you know, you go out, try to get you a good education, get you a great job. And if you find somebody who wants things out of life like you want things out of life, then your life will be worth a lot more. You know, but don't sit down and depend on people or depend on a man to take care of you. You know, go out there and do what you can for yourself. Mm-hmm. And then you try to find it. Tell God to send you a good partner. Mm-hmm. Who wants to see, you know, loves to see you do well, and hopefully he wants to do well.
Yeah.
That's always been my advice for my girls.
I accept that advice because that's simple. We think alike along those lines, because I always ask women, you know, you want a mate? Okay, what are you bringing to the table? You know, you want this? Oh, he's got to be rich. He's got to have this car, and he got it, you know. Well, what are you bringing to the table when he brings all that? That means you don't have to bring anything. Exactly. You just bring a fork and dine.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm, and that is something that men don't really teach their kids. Not, well, I will say a lot of men don't teach their girls know how to be self-sufficient and independent. We don't teach them that. So,
exactly.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, so what about the trip, family trip? You all were planning.
Well, I'm a plan. Put that on my big daughter, Jeanette. She's supposed to be in charge of that. They were supposed to be getting it, coming together and talking about where we're going and what we're supposed to be doing. So hopefully they come up with something soon, at least a plan, that everybody can try to get on the same page, because, you know, you just can't say, well, we're going to Dubai, or we're going here and we're going there, and next month we're doing it. So, you know, hopefully they just get together soon and plan something.
Well, I sure hope it's Dubai, because I'm going on that trip. It will not just be you and the children, or you, it will be us and the children, because Dubai is on the bucket list.
Yes,
so.
It is.
Uh-huh. So we got to go. We got to make that one. So I'm excited. This is something new for us. This is, for those that are listening, this is something new for our family, that they want to come together, all the brothers and sisters and their dad and any other family member, you know, grandchild or whatever, and they're wanting to find a family trip. And we're going to, they're looking at places like Dubai, and I think it was another place that...
we talked about Hawaii.
Yeah.
We talked about Alaska. We talked about several, you know, places, but I don't know what they're trying to come up with.
You just know you're going to be ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Any place they want to go.
Okay. So Deb, you're ready. This, I want people to understand, this is the way our family runs. This is the way we do it. And through the years, we have grown in it. We have grown in God's grace. We have grown in God's mercy. And we've grown tremendously in God's love. And we tell God, thank you for it. But prayer is what has us here.
Amen.
Prayer of a praying father that said, I want my family to be united. And that's what you prayed, and God gave you the direction.
Yes, he has.
So here we are.
Thank God.
Yeah. So I tell God, thank you. Yeah. So any last words?
Yes, my last words. I don't want to leave out my church brothers, families, because, a lot of guys in the church now, I call them nephews. And, you know, I think they really look up to me and I appreciate it. And I can't leave out my grandnephew. I love him.
Who?
Jalen.
Oh, we love Jalen. Jalen. Yes, we love Jalen. And Jalen is, 2 years old? But he has more energy than probably most of us.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but he is a sweetheart. And I think the church, like you say, they respect you. They see the father image in you. And we're happy for it. I'm looking forward to Sunday, because every Father's Day, they never forget you. They never forget you. They always salute you and call you, look to you as the father of the ministry. So I just thank God for you, Marty. I thank God for where we have come from. I thank God for the things that God has allowed us, the places he's allowed us to go, and the things that we've done together. Sometimes it seemed like you and me against the world.
Oh, yes.
But we get it done. We get it done. And that's what I love about it. So I want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, to all of the fathers that are listening. May you have a happy Father's Day. And I think that if you're not married and you're a father, still walk with pride, because there is some child's life that is depending upon you to guide them in the right direction. I thank you for being my guest today. You're no guest, but we're going to thank you for being here and sharing our family, something we don't usually do. We don't talk about our family, but we should talk about our family, because I'm proud of all of us and all the children. I'm proud of you. And I love you with every beat of my heart. And I needed everybody to know it. So until next time, we thank you for tuning in to What's the Takeaway podcast. And we look forward to you being with us again.
What's the Takeaway podcast, hosted by Dr. Jackie Gilbert Grant, covers a variety of relevant topics with professional guests. This is the perfect show to learn from different views on national newsworthy topics. The show airs every Saturday at 11:30 a.m.